Warning, the following podcast contains Scottish people, and as a result, they will potentially use offensive language in their discussions. So don't be a c*** and turn it up.
Welcome to part two of our evening with Jason Reed.
We are back with part two with our special guest, the staunch superstar, the reigning defending ICW Zero G champion himself, Mr. Jason Reed.
You forgot he is simply the best.
He is simply the best.
Say it again, brother, and put simply the best in.
It doesn't need to be said he is simply the best.
I think it does.
No, it does.
He is known as simply the best.
No. Whoa.
If you don't realise that Jason Reed is simply the fucking best, then where the fuck have you been?
Good man.
There you are.
Good save.
Right, we have a question from Declan Johnson that always comes in here, but does tend to stumble people.
Big Deck, huh?
What's your favourite flavour of Monster Munch? Or your favourite crisp of all?
Monster Munch? Man, I can't remember last time I ate Monster Munch, but I feel like pickled onion, right, is like... do you get any other Monster Munch?
Pickled onion, roast beef and Flaming Hot.
Oh no, you do! That's right, so you do.
But what you actually get now, and I've not actually tried these yet, is Walkers is done.
Fucking bogging.
No shit.
Okay, never mind. Walkers is doing like Doritos flavour, but it's Walkers crisps, as in like actual normal
crisps.
And
they do What's It flavoured ones.
What's It flavours,
I was very excited for the What's It ones, bought them, and then...
As the resident
like,
fat.
Cried into the packet of What's It. No shit, no, we tried them.
It's, yeah, I mean, look, I'm not massive on crisps, right, but I'll give you pickled onion Monster Munch. However, at the weekend... I did have a bag of Asda Special. I think they were like maybe just salt and vinegar, but wow. Like, okay. They were amazing. Really, really good. So, yeah, I'm going to go for that. Because Monster Munch is just...
It's a weird...
But fuck, what a weird question. What's your...
he asks it every time.
Every episode he does ask it.
All the questions, right, that you can ask an ICW champion, you're asking him, what his favourite kind of Monster Munch crisps is.
Yes.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah. I'm sure
you heard it there, Declan.
Sure Declan, you're going to hear about this tomorrow when I phone you in work.
Yeah.
No, don't give him the heads up. Wait.
No,
till
I need
wait.
To give him the heads up.
No, you
I'm
don't.
Going to fucking wind him up about it.
Just as an aside, I've
watched. We don't have time to watch Woodbury Woodchuck. Chuck for Woodchuck, could chuck wood?
Not for a while.
No, not for a while.
It's probably now.
I'm not answering that, bro.
Aye. Well.
Before we even get there.
Next question.
That's fine. Okay.
If you had to watch a wrestling pay-per-view on repeat for 24 hours, which one would it be?
Ooh. Okay. WrestleMania 20.
Okay.
Because, again, that was one of the first DVDs that I had. Or WrestleMania 19. Like, one of those WrestleManias. Because, man, it's just class, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just class. So, yeah, I would go for that.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe, like, the second DVD I got as a gift for Christmas. Uh-huh. So... we're going with that.
Yeah, Madison Square Garden as well, WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly. MSG, where it all begins again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Who would you say has the most iconic entrance music?
Woofed. Well, there's this guy, right? So he wrestles for a company called ICW.
Oh, right, okay.
What he does is he leans into the old firm in Glasgow, right?
Oh.
And then one day he had this idea to come out to Simply the Best, right?
Right.
I say that. I can't take any credit for that.
Fine enough, Mr. that was going to come up at some point.
That is a question. It is upcoming.
I'll save it for then. But most iconic entrance, fuck, that's a good question.
You go back
Undertaker.
To, yeah, I was going to say, you go
Undertaker.
To
yeah. Yeah, Undertaker has
what
to be
one because he's had a couple of bangers over the years.
So he has, mate. I'd, all of them. All of them. But like the actual Undertaker.
Aye.
Like
yeah.
The classic. The fucking
boom. That's me, man. That's my answer.
And if you had that on
this, because I like DX and things, because you can have like the long version or the short version when they're just doing like a running. But Taker, no matter what, as soon as you hear that bell going and
it's class,
the lights go out, you know,
just great, man.
You know he's got to take his time to come down and he's going to appear in the ring.
No,
still gets chills with that. Right, actually, this was actually your next question: is whose idea was it to have your entrance music become simply the best, and what was going through your head behind the curtain before it was played for the first time?
That must have been fucking shitting yourself for that.
It was old Dallas.
Yeah,
it was old Dallas, 100%. He actually sent me a voice message. So it was shortly after we got the deal. When the deal with WWE finished.
Yeah.
It was maybe a couple of weeks after that. You know, when we were in that period of on YouTube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before we signed with Fight, he sent me a voice message, and it was basically like, "Look, I've got this idea, right?
Yeah, there's no repercussions now, so."
He's like, "I've got this idea for your new entrance music. Like, what do you think?" And then he sent me a link. I was like, "What the fuck's this?" Click the link and they're simply best. I'm like, fuck yes, man. Honestly, I was like jumping around the house. I was like, fucking come on, because I just knew, man. I was like, this is it. Like, it's going to take me to like that. It's going to push me to the next level.
Yep.
Like, it's just going to, everything we need it to do, it's going to get people from outside of ICW to watch it. It's going to get people talking. It's going to get a reaction. I was like, fucking class. So I was buzzing. And then the very first time we used it was when I was against Leighton Buzzard in the main event.
I think I've got a video with it.
Yeah, there's quite, because that was the very first time the video's done the rounds, and it was streamed live on YouTube that night, because again, we were in between deals, and I just remember it hitting, and the crowd just went fucking nuts, and it was class, man. It was absolutely brilliant. And every time I hear it now, man, it's just like, it's just great. It's a really, really special song for me. Really, really special. Yeah. So, I love hearing it. It's great.
And I suppose, like, with most wrestlers and wrestling music, they've kind of got that one section of the song where they're going to always, like Bret Hart would always walk out at the same time, cutting things like you've obviously got the build up of Simply the Best, and your adrenaline's going through as well.
It was actually, so it was actually Jester that helped me with it the very first time. Is this the entrance? Is it?
Okay, got it.
This is my one, not the first lighting one. This is what I took myself. That was.
I think there is a YouTube video clip called Jason Reed Does Simply the Best, which we will link up as well.
So,
it's not the first time, but
because that's it's at the garage, right?
You don't normally take videos. That's not like you.
I don't know. Something just maybe.
It's what the champ does.
Don't know why.
It was actually Jester, right? And he won't make me say this, but Jester loves a bit of Simply the Best, right? Union Jack Jester, as I call him. And he says,
see, as long as he can slosh to it, then it'll be fine.
And he says, right, you're going to come out when she says this. And he's like, you walk round and you do your bit and you do Simply Best. I was like, Jester, fucking perfect, man, perfect. So did it, and honestly, timing was impeccable. But I realised that we if we go out a little bit earlier, we can take longer to like go round and stuff. So we got out a little bit earlier now. But I think I might just go out at the start at the garage and see what happens, because like I feel like when you're out there. So, like, you're almost when it goes, right? And if you wait a little bit, I need to be on the apron for the chorus. Simply
yeah,
best.
So you can fucking.
And I don't that means I have less time to go around and, like, get people's face or, like, listen to what they're saying and stuff. So, yeah, I think I'll come out at the start at the garage and just see how it goes. But, yeah.
It's a great thing to be able to do that, because a lot of people, I think you were touching on that yourself there, a lot of wrestlers over the years have used their entrance music in that way to, you know, kind of the Impact Triple H always spit the water at the same bit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
Batista,
say.
Batista, fireworks, always the same bit. But Nakamura, the fucking.
That was
what I was going to say, particularly you saying about Triple H. No matter how big the entrance way is, how long the fuck, always need it at the apron, and it's just perfection like yourself. Mimicking Triple H.
You know, right? So it's like, so at the garage it's different to the asylum, because there's more at the garage to go. And you know, like, how long it's going to take to walk around the side of the ring and down, and you can tell by the crowd, you're like, right, we need to spend a bit more time here, or we need to get to this point by this point. Because there was like one time at the asylum where I just about fucked it. Like, I was round the side and it was like the chorus was coming. I was like, fuck, I better run here. But like, you know, like when you need to be at certain points and like you can just feel it. But yeah, you want to find that fine line between not rushing and then not dicking about waiting around.
Nice, right?
Excuse me.
Okay. Ryan Miller asks, can you pick your top three opponents' finishing moves that you hate the most, rating them from three being that you can bear it to one being you absolutely hate it?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. So, like, as in moves that I hate taking.
It can be a finishing move or it can be a move taken. It's just you hate, you know.
The pinfall.
Number one.
Nah, there's probably a few. Like, I mean, any finishing move's not nice to take.
Yeah.
Any big impact move is like, you'll feel it the next day, regardless of what it is. Like, the choke slam, like, this guy I was wrestling in Dubai gave me this choke slam, big, huge guy, and fuck, that was tough.
Yeah.
It was one of those ones, like, you hit it, and, like, I was winded, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
like,
no.
I needed to get up after it. It was just fucking brutal. So that, it's hard to kind of think of anything that's springing to mind that's quite a tough one. Andy's Da Bomb, Vader Bomb's quite...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you fucker. that's quite tough. And there was a frog splash, I'm sure, I took at one point, which was, like, just absolutely...
Meat on meat.
Yeah, pretty much. So, but there's, like, lots, and people say different things, like a superplex is quite tasty to take. Any sort of big impact, like a big back body drop for me is like, oh, Flair loves it, right? But
you don't.
It's just a painful move. So, and BT Guns chops, yeah. Ouch.
Well,
they're
yes.
up there.
Yeah.
They're up there. So yeah, that's again, probably more than three, but.
No, but it's always good to know, and as you say, everybody's got different opinions and things like that, so it's always good to hear.
Maybe someone will say powerbomb, I don't know, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never, I don't think I've had to take one, so. Yeah, I mean, I've never taken one.
No.
So, yeah.
Declan Johnson asks, what's your favourite move or moves? I think I know what answer's going to be to this. I would like to use in a match.
That I would like to use in a match?
Yeah.
So, I'm taking that as one that you haven't used already. That's what I'm going to assume that.
Not at all, whatever
you want.
Because Deck,
again, with his mad questions, I've already told him the pinfall is the best move, and... That pickled on your Monster Munch is my favourite. But so I'm going to, let me think of a move that, like, I'd love to hit, like, an RKO because, obviously, big Orton fan.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Or, like, his punt kick.
The punt
I'd love to use that.
But with the RKO, you need to get a kind of Rangers theme to it.
Yeah.
So they are, obviously, Rangers, but...
Yeah. Maybe call it, like, I don't know, liquidation or some shit like that. Like, you should, down at the bottom tier. But like a punt would be on my list to use. Maybe I'll use that at the garage to seal the deal against Stevie James.
And then finish it with the greatest move ever of the pinfall.
The pinfall.
Correct. One, you guys two, are three. Learning fast. I like it.
A question that we normally kind of ask, but Jace Dallas has asked it as well, is what would be your dream type of match to participate in? So it can be, you know, anything at all, Iron Man match, even take out the you know, the after effect of it, you know, like the pain the next day, you know, if it was like maybe like a ladder match, TLC, Iron Man match, you've always obviously already been in cage matches as well.
Yeah, like I've managed to do like, yeah, quite a few, like the cage match for me was cool. I'd love like a Hell in a Cell match, something of like of that kind of thing, that'd be super cool. I'd also love like my own type of match. Like a staunch rules match.
Okay.
But you just don't know what the rules are.
Right, okay, I was giving my follow up there. Was like,
yeah, so like it could be anything. So like I think there's definitely something we could do there. And obviously Rangers have opened up the new Edmiston House.
Yes.
Right next to Ibrox, which is an events venue. So for me, like, we have to do an ICW show in there. So for me, it's like, whether it's like a match defending the title...
Yeah.
For the world title in Edmiston House next to Ibrox, for me is like
it's fucking WrestleMania.
It's my WrestleMania, mate. Yeah, like we win the square go, we cash it in. I tell the motherfucker that I'm cashing it in, but not in the garage, not in the asylum, not SWG3 at fucking Ibrox.
That's
that is the dream. I don't give a fuck what the match is. That's what's happening. That's that. That was like, that's my dream.
Yeah.
In ICW, that is it.
That's amazing.
Watch this space.
Jade Dallas again. Who would you like to face one day in ICW?
Good question. Joe Coffey.
Oh yes.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah, I'd love to fight Joe Coffey in ICW, for him to come back, wear his green and white trunks, whip my orange ones on, and we'll have a good match. But yeah, I'd love that. Like, I've got a lot of time for Joe. I learned a lot from him. He's been super cool and given me a lot of advice. So yeah, it'd be good. And then obviously we'd play off of each other.
Yes.
You know, the two sort of two characters, and I say characters, they're not characters, it's who we are.
Yeah.
So yeah, fire that in an ICW ring on a Sunday night, sold out garage, you're laughing.
Nice. Hate to mention his name again, Della Johnson.
Does anyone else ask any questions?
Yeah, yeah.
Does he work? Does he just sit and type?
I think he just sits and waits.
He'd have been better just pulling up a fucking pew here and asking the questions.
I think actually he's actually one of the ones that booed you on the announcement post as well.
Well, I mean, I can tell, I can judge your character pretty well. The guy's asking about fucking Monster Munch, mate. Like, come on.
If you were to pick a stipulation for yourself and any opponent, who would it be and what stipulation?
Chris Bungard, Trilogy, the third and final match to decide who's winning our series, and something mad, like a false count anywhere.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just something cool, like, and it's going to happen at some point because we're one apiece.
Yeah,
and I fucking hate his guts. So yeah, we'll make that happen at some point.
Nice. Louise Westy. Now, obviously, in wrestling, there is a multiverse.
Westy is the top G, by the way. Absolutely. I mean, like the sheer volume of photos and posts that Louise Westy shares.
Absolutely,
like.
That girl has got her photos up from a match before you guys are even
back. Like, fair play to you, Louise. Like, if you listen to this, that's cool. Keep doing what you're doing because it's cool.
And she also helps provide the results as well, ASWN as well, for the shows as well. So she's also, you know, taking notes. And it's not even just a case of Jason Reed
wins.
It's Jason Reed wins via pinfall or
obviously it's the pinfall.
Obviously it's the best move, brother.
Just an example.
Wins via pinfall.
You've got the multiverse of wrestling, different promotions. Recently, we have FPWA versus Iron Gurdlers.
Yeah.
The score between the two promotions is one each.
Yeah.
You face BT Gunn and Kez Evans. If there was a decider and you got the option to pick your Gurdlers opponent, who would you want to pick and why?
Pick a Gurdlers opponent.
Yeah.
Well, that's a question. Probably Levi.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Cool.
We had a fight April.
Yep.
For his title, I actually won it, and then the referee reversed the decision.
It was a controversial decision. Yep.
Right, so, good. Yeah, fuck you, Thomas Cairns. I jest. Thomas is a GOAT referee, by the way. Unbelievable referee. Yeah. You got to get him on if he's not been on already.
Yeah, he's
been on in the previous era.
If he'd like to come back
on. Get him back on again.
As a plan to get him on, and he's off... Off topic is fantastic because we actually liaison with him
for
everything. So like your photos and everything, it's him and Scott that send.
Great bit of business. Yeah,
he's fantastic. So Thomas, thank you.
We've had Scott on, and we should probably be trying to get Scott again at some point.
We did have Scott at one point, but the episode ended up.
Scott's the man.
Disappeared.
You've got to get the three of them: so Scott, Dallas, and Thomas.
God, that'd be carnage.
That'd be great.
It'd be a great one, but I think
I'll get onto it right.
We are, as you've seen in the ICW Facebook, official Facebook page, and sorry, Instagram, and Mark Dallas's Instagram, we are coming back in with more main roster episodes.
Couple more lined up.
They're all following the champ, that's
but,
fucking
well, high. Do you know what? We started off with Kez Evans as a world heavyweight champ. We went to Craig Anthony because we should. We had to come to the Zero-G champion.
Aye.
Goddamn right.
Need to start off.
Yeah, exactly. Get the views up, right? You've got to pump the numbers up. Yeah. So what do you do naturally? You go for the fucking most polarising figure in ICW history, the staunch superstar, Jason Reed.
What was my question again?
I don't know what your question was.
Oh, no, we spoke about it. It says Levi.
Levi, yeah.
with the controversial decision from Thomas.
Exactly.
The show.
Yeah.
Be good to see another wee round
too. Make that happen.
Maybe
for
even
sure
on fight soil
without Levi's mo.
She does run a bit of interference, doesn't she?
Right. If you could go back to an era where a wrestling almanac to the present date, you can bet on one wrestling match. What are you betting on?
I actually bet on this match, but just not a lot. Brock Lesnar defeating the Streak.
Yeah.
Put a tenner on that. And I think it returned like maybe 100 odd quid.
Nice.
Like if I'd just put the max bet, which I think is like a grand or something.
Yeah.
You'd have been laughing. So yeah. That was the question, right? What would you go back and bet?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you knew it was
Brock Lesnar to beat the Streak. 100%.
Aye. I don't think
bet responsible.
You never have a really expected that.
No one expected it.
I mean,
no
what, 21 year.
And see, listening to Heyman talking about it now as well,
oh,
I'm still not sure that was supposed to fucking happen.
Have you ever seen the still clip from bit. Inside the Rope?
I've seen it, yeah.
Where Heyman just saying, well, brought one of the business for his own. What are you going to do? Sack your champion?
If you're unsure about whether it's meant to happen or not, that's the sign of good wrestling.
Good wrestling. Yeah. Aye.
And even Taker can't even remember that. Is that a match Taker can't remember? It was on his documentary.
Aye.
Can't remember the match because he's concussion. Right, if you could have been front row for any wrestling match in history, what would it have been?
That is a question. Front row for any wrestling match in history?
Anything at all.
You know
it could be the Taker, the Streak Break, but... You know, because we did have somebody that was there, and they basically said you could hear a pin drop. The air just gets sucked out of the stadium as soon as
that'd be good. I feel like it's a bit of a cop out because I've just said that though. One match.
Sorry, excuse me.
Tough. I don't know if I can answer. Maybe Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon.
WrestleMania 10 ladder.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool to see. Stone Cold, The Rock, any of those matches.
Right. What about Triple H, Cactus Jack, Royal Rumble
2000? Oh, yeah. That's one of my favourite. That's one, like, so when I, like, if I want to just chill out, eat a Chinese, a takeaway, put on wrestling, that is that
a classic
fucking match.
You can just watch it over and over again.
Great bit of business.
If, sort of a wee back to the future still here, and come back to an era, you can protect one moment, however, the other is erased from history forever. You've got a decision between June 23rd, 1996, Austin 316 is born, or July 7th, 1996, the NWO is formed.
To quote Naveed, pick of the one, forfeit the other.
So I've got to get rid of one.
Yep. So if you pick Austin, NWO is never formed. If you pick NWO, Austin 316 never existed.
I'm keeping Austin 316. And believe me, that's fucking very tough.
Right.
But big Austin Rock... Mark.
Aye.
So, I selfishly.
Yeah. No, that's good, man. I think, looking at the date, it's roughly around about 2 weeks between each other that actually happened. Austin 316 is a good one.
It's the birth of the Attitude Era, as everyone would say. So, actually, the spit and Vince would probably be the birth of the
Survivor Series.
Brett. Aye. But, aye, Austin, fair. I'd have to agree with that myself personally.
Aye.
You wouldn't, though, would you? I mean, you're wearing NWO shorts, like, right fucking
now. Aye.
But I was wearing an NWO Wolfpack, then NWO. Then fuck NWO 2000 or Silver Shit or whatever the fuck that was.
I mean, that time Shawn Michaels was in the NWO.
Remember that time Booker T got gear made and then get kicked out 2 days later? Still never get out of that if you watch Most Wanted Treasures. Genuinely. Ryan Miller comes in with a question of, is there anything in your wrestling career that you have done but later regret it?
That's a yes.
Listen, I don't, and this is just my mindset and mentality, I don't regret a fucking thing. If I spend time thinking about, oh fuck, I wish I didn't do that, or I wish I'd done this. Not a regret, but as I said to you in the first part, I wish there was someone telling me when I first started, this is what you need to do, and I spent too long doing all the stupid stuff that I didn't need to do. I should have got somebody to help me with my fitness, my nutrition, and I should have had a better mindset. So if I could go back, I would do it differently, maybe. But I'm still, again, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is where I'm at today because of the way it's happened, and I genuinely wouldn't change it for a thing.
Yeah.
To answer your question, that would be the only thing. But yeah. Again, no regrets, changes. What's happened has happened, and I'm here. So.
I mean, because you made an incredible transition, fitness-wise and physique-wise. I mean, you were in five trading at 5 a.m. as Andy Wilde would call it.
Still do it every morning, brother.
You know,
5:30 every morning.
Every morning.
Monday through Friday. Yeah.
Wow.
How?
There's no. Listen, right, and I am borderline off the fucking rails, right? But there is no other alternative for me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There isn't. If you want to be the best in your business, anything, you have to,
you've got to
work harder than everyone.
Yeah.
So I have to get up. Mm-hmm. There's no choice. It's like, for me, the way I see it is I have to breathe air, right?
Yeah.
I have to do the same with the gym. I have to do the same in the kitchen. So I get up, my alarm's set for 5 o'clock. Every morning, every weekday, and I go to the gym and I fucking burst my arse. I burst my ass in the kitchen, and then I fucking work during the day. I train at FPW at night in the ring, and then at the weekends I'll have a quieter weekend and I'll try and chill and relax and then go again the next week. Again. But it's a lifestyle for me.
It's dedication to your craft and your career.
This is pro wrestling. See, if you look at the guys in WWE, I bet they all do it.
Yeah.
So why are we not all doing it?
Fair.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Enough point. If that's your end goal, then you need to work towards it.
Defo, man. Defo.
Where am I? Ryan Miller again.
Yeah.
What's the best advice that you've ever received from your fellow ICW wrestlers that you still use to this day? You said Mark Coffey earlier on as well.
Joe.
So like, there's so much like little things, like when you're almost like nitpicking different bits and pieces, which is cool. Like from the guys like Joe and stuff. Who maybe watch a match, but oh, you should try this, you should try that. But like, if I think of any like advice that like from ICW specifically, I think like maybe one of the things Dallas said right at the very beginning, it was right before I went to do the first promo as Jason Reed, he says, just go make a fucking name for yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck yeah, you're right, that's all I need to do. Like, if I'm doing that, then I'm helping you, I'm helping the guy I'm in with, I'm helping the brand.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's it. Like, make a name for yourself, and everything else will fall into place. And obviously, you know, you need to have your beliefs and your morals outside of that to make sure that you know are you a good person. You work hard.
Mm-hmm.
You look after family. You be respectful to people. You live the way that you should live or whatever. And then, if you make a name for yourself inside the ring, everything else is going to take care of itself. So.
Do you find you're quite critical when you watch? Do you watch yourself back and find you're very critical?
Yeah, super.
Do you nitpick on like
absolutely. Anything? So like even like some of my favorite matches or my best matches so far. And always when people say what's your favorite match, your best match, I've not had it yet.
Okay.
Is a question, but
yeah.
When I look at some of the ones that I've thought like went really well, so like for me the Barra's debut against Bungard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like that's one of my favorite ones so far. But I can watch that back, and I watch it today, and I'll be like, ah, fuck, like I should have done this here, or I should have done that there. So it's and I think you have to be like that, because if
it's a good thing, because
absolutely, man.
Yeah, that's how you.
If I sit back and I say,
it?
"Fucking hell, that's class!" Like, I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
Why am I not in Florida? Yeah, like, why? Do you know what I mean?
There's then no progression, I suppose.
And it's the same with like feedback and stuff. Like when you come back in the curtain and you ask people like, "What can you work on?" I'd rather people say, "Ah, well, actually, like, see if you try this, that might, make this a little bit better," rather than people saying, "Fucking great match, mate. Well done."
Yeah.
Because I need to have stuff to work on, otherwise, what am I doing? I can't sit in a comfort zone and be comfortable. I've got to be outside the comfort zone, getting better every single night, every single day.
Yeah.
Perfect. Ryan Miller, we have another question again.
Fucking hell. Is he getting commission for these questions or what?
Do you know what?
Maybe Ryan and Declan are just sitting together going,
I'll go. Episodes I'll go. And
right,
so
here,
good.
Mate, you ask about the monster munch, right? I dare you.
Declan's like, that's my question.
If you can choose to be one of your fellow wrestlers for a day, who would it be?
Oh.
That's a good question.
It can be any reason at all, where it'd be, you know, getting a kick back and watch production go up, or, you know, things like that.
I'm trying to think of the nutters in the dressing room.
Whose mind would you like to dive into for a couple of hours?
Crystal. Because he's so funny, man. And just seeing the world through his eyes, I think it'd just be fucking so funny. He just makes me laugh so much. Yeah. So, and he's a mad little bastard. So, definitely Crystal.
Cool. Nice. Getting into the final couple of sets of questions. Going to move on to the people.
Yeah.
What was the connection with Coach Trip that you seen and you decided to form the people?
Just similar. I mean, like, obviously both massive Rangers fans, and like, when the opportunity was there, like, all you need to do is look at who Coach has been with before.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
like Polo Promotions, like obviously Jackie Polo, but yeah, Mark Coffey.
Fuck yes.
DCT, like, yeah, world champions. And you're like, fuck aye. Like, if I can follow suit with those guys, even to half of the standard that they set aye for themselves, like, I'm onto a winner here. And we're just like, so as I said, we got on before ICW, like, we spoke before that. I think we were in like a group chat together. You can guess what that was about. And yeah, like, when the opportunity came about, we're like, fuck aye, let's go for this. And aye, we've just kicked on ever since. We're always like messaging each other, like, there's probably not a day where we don't speak when we're talking about stuff to do and, well, how far can we push this envelope? And sometimes we say, actually, nah, we can't fucking do that, right? Because we want to stay in a job. But it's all about trying to, like, be different and explore different avenues and again, get the eyes of the world on ICW.
Perfect. Louise Westy, again, dipping into the multiverse. Will we ever see a Fife Delight reunion of you and the now Andy Roberts tag team up again in ICW?
Well, never say never. You don't know what's happening. You don't know what's down the line. Fuck, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I won't rule it out. I enjoy tagging with Andy. I enjoy working with Andy. Obviously, Andy's one of my best mates in the entire world. So, like, to share the ring with him is special at any point the journey, regardless if we're on the same side or the opposite side of the ring. So definitely, if the opportunity arises and we need to chase some tag team gold, you know how it works, guys. When you get the championship, you get paid more fucking money.
Absolutely.
More money, nicer cars, nicer clothes, nicer watches, nicer nights out, the whole works. So if the opportunity presents itself, I'm
why
fucking
the
there
you not do
correct
it,
my man. Yeah, correct.
Louise West again. Now, there's two different versions of this last question, right? So think more of, you know, athleticness and talent.
Yeah.
If you could recruit anyone from FPWA to join you and Coach, who would be your
Robbie Balfour?
Well, that was
Robbie
quick.
Fucking
that was
right
a quick answer.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Fucking love the guy. I think he's great. So much potential. So charismatic. Really like-minded. He's a Jambo, right? Which is not, I mean, it's not the worst. You know, he's like a diet Rangers fan. So we'll take, you know, you can join the people anytime.
Nice.
Fair.
Question from, I'm going to use
JavaScript on Twitter.
I'm using the name that they're using rather than a Twitter handle, because people get antsy when you use a Twitter handle. I'm going to get so much fucking heat for this.
Well, you're not actually,
if you were
fucking
to go
nervous,
to ICW
mate
management and pitch a stable of staunch like-minded wrestlers, this is where the heat's going to come.
Oh, there's two words in here that are going to bring
Think of them as the Union Bears of wrestling. Who would become one of the people?
How many? Is there a cap? Is there a limit?
No. Just the name of staunch like-minded wrestlers.
So Drew's got to be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Grado.
Yeah.
Noam.
Yeah.
Who else have we got that's quite staunch? Yeah, that's probably the key names, right? I'm sure there's probably a few, but those are the first ones that spring to mind.
Viper,
yeah. Fuck well. Yeah. That's a good shout.
That's almost like a Degeneration style. X style there.
And we'll just come out wearing red, white and blue. We'll come out with flares. There'll be streamers all over. Yeah, it's just everyone's going to have a good time.
Sounds good.
Sounds simply the best.
Connor, I like what you did there. I like what you did.
Now that you've won the Zero G Championship, what is your next big goal?
Great question. So for me, it's to become the longest reigning Zero G champion in history. It's not even going to be close. Like, it's just, I'm going to blow it.
We're talking water. Fucking like Bruno San Martino length here, just forever.
Like, the thing is, like, who is going to take that from me?
Yeah.
Is the way I see it. Mm-hmm. And then after that, man's got to make more money, right? So what do you go for?
next title up.
Correct.
Got to go for the next one.
So that's the plan. That's the plan. I want to join an elite list of wrestlers in ICW that have held both at the same time. Maybe that's the show at the Edmiston House at Ibrox.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that's the plan from a personal perspective, from like a business perspective for ICW and the brand. Continue to push it, to continue to grow, get more eyes on it. We're going to go back to the Hydro, mark my fucking words, we will be back there in the next 5 years. That's the plan, that's the goal. So we got to keep selling out the garage. We've got to start getting back in the other venues.
Yep.
But we're just following the same strategy that we did before. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there, obviously. So yeah. It's the Royal. The guys that done that and made it work, it's just the same shit. We're doing it all over again. So that's the plan for ICW and for the business, and a plan for Jason Reed as well. So it's exciting times to be a part and a fan of ICW.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when is it not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Great. I feel like you can see the kind of the build up again.
Yeah.
But that's what I said to
we will be
I
feel sitting like
things
here,
are increasing again. There's more more attention.
A couple of years' time, we're going to sit here and say there's been another boom, or we're in a boom, and it's happening.
Yeah,
definitely.
Good.
Two final questions, both from Louise Westy. Who would you say is the biggest threat to your title? If anyone, really.
Fucking hell. Me. Yeah. I'm the biggest threat to my title, because if I switch off for any second, if I stop, which I will never do, if I stop working, lose the mentality, then I'll fuck it for myself, but I'm not going to do it. So I am the biggest threat to my championship. No other motherfucker in that roster and any other promotion in the world is going to come and, like, I've been there and done it at the biggest stage against an MMA fighter.
True.
Who is going to, like, it's just, these guys just don't get it, man. Like, this guy is an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
He literally he's a trained killer.
Ah, he's a fucking monster. We've seen him fucking really, really hurt people.
It doesn't get harder than that.
Yeah.
So, there we go.
So
okay. Hand signals going on there.
Hand signals happening here, because I'm just shifting the questions about a wee bit before I hit this final question, because if, like previous episodes, I know where this is going to go.
Aye.
And there is no reason to follow it. So
well, now I am fucking
nervous.
Is there
any four questions? Anybody get any questions at all? Craig?
Nothing from me. I mean, Sarah. I'm surprised my voice is holding
you've
up.
You've done well. Your voice
you're not going to all jump me for being a dick for the last 3 years, are you?
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. No.
But so just remember who's holding your belt.
nice.
Any questions for us before we wrap this up with one final one?
Great questions, guys. It's been a pleasure catching up with you. Hopefully we do it again when I've got another championship title.
Can absolutely.
Yeah. We bring both with you then?
Yeah, I think it's cool. Life's great. Just fucking enjoy it, man. That's what I say.
It's been an absolute fucking pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you.
Our episode we'll be out in all the usual channels. Follow us on socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can follow Jason Reed on Facebook as Jason Reed. Twitter, Jason Reed Wrest, and Instagram, Jason Reed Wrestler. But for now, our final question comes to Louise Westy. And she asks, what are your thoughts on your opponent, Stevie James, at Shug's house party?
Guy's a fucking tag team wrestler. A tag team wrestler at best. The guy gets in my face and he's like, oh, I've had a lucrative career in ICW. Well, what have you done, mate? King of Honours, King of Insanity, you're the king of fuck all. I'm the king of ICW. I am the reigning, defending, zero-G champion. The most polarising figure in ICW history. And you want to step up and you want to try and take that moment away from me. But it's fine, because I understand exactly what the guy's doing, right? He sees me getting all the views on social media, getting all the retweets. I'm on all the forums, on all over the internet about people arguing about Jason Reed should do this, he should do this. He wants a bit of that. He wants the fucking big payday. But he's made a mistake. He could have just left. He could have continued to be a tag team wrestler, rode off into the sun, maybe won another couple of tag titles down the road, but he's fucked it for himself. Because on the 13th of August, I'm going to fucking break his face. And he's going to wish that he never, ever stood up to me. And that's all I've got to say about that fucking loser. Hopefully that was a good answer for you, mate.
I think that's covered it, don't you?
I think that's a good place to end it.
Good.
Aye. Well, thanks very much for your time. Thank you very much for everyone listening to this. And we'll catch you very, very soon.
I mean, what else can you say to follow that? Other than, don't forget, Shug's House Party, August 13th. Shug's House Party number 8. Already, man. 8. Can't believe it. Very, very limited tickets were available at the time of recording. By the time you're hearing this, they might be gone. And if they're gone and you've not got one, well, tough shit. You're going to miss a hell of a match for the Zero G Championship with Stevie James and Jason Reed. Right, check us out. All the usual places. Insta, Facebook, socials. All the places you normally would. Keep an eye on upcoming content for us from our Breaking Ground series, from the video side of things, and more main episode content coming to you very, very soon. Thanks again.